亲爱的弟兄姊妹和朋友们，早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们感谢主，早晨我们一起来敬拜他。
We thank the Lord that we can worship Him together this morning.
当我们这样聚集的时候，主的生命就渐渐在我们里边增加。
Because as we gather like this, then the Lord's life in us increases.
在生命中最重要的成分，爱也在我们里边增加。
And the greatest essence of life, which is love, increases in us.
早晨，愿意和弟兄姊妹们来一同来交通关于弟兄相爱这个题目。
And so this morning, I want to share with you guys brotherly love.
这样的题目是很难交通的。
And such a topic is hard to share on.
我也自觉很不配交通的。
And I feel unworthy to share on it.
但是。有些题目我们也不能不交通。
But some topics we cannot help but share on them.
盼望我们是一个彼此的交通。
And so hopefully this will be a mutual fellowship.
是彼此的勉励。
A mutual encouragement.
不是谁在教导谁。
And so it is not someone teaching others.
也不是谁在指责谁。
And not someone disciplining others.
我们一同来读约翰福音。
Let's read John, the Gospel of John.
约翰福音第十三章。
The Gospel of John, chapter 13.
请从三十三读到三十五。
Verses 33 through 35.
在约翰福音里面，我们要读三处经文。
We will read three scriptures in the Gospel of John.
约翰福音十三章三十三节。
John 13, verses 33 through 35.
如果弟兄姊妹都翻到的话，我们一起来读。
Please read together.
三十三节，小子们，我还有不多的时候与你们同在，后来你们要找我，但我所去的地方你们不能到。这话我曾对犹太人说过，如今也照样对你们说。我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。接着是十四章二十一节。
Chapter 14, verse 21.
十四章二十一节，一起来。有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。十五章九到十七节。
Chapter 15, verses 9 through 17.
十五章第九到十七，一起来。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要藏在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的已经多告诉你们了。不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。我这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱。好，接着我们来读约翰一书。
Next, we will read 1 John.
约翰一书，我们来读第四章。
1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。 我们就读七到十一节。
Verses 7 through 11。
约翰一书第四章七到十一，来，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的，凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。好，我们先读到这里。
We will read to here.
待会我们讲的时候可能会再参考到一些经文。
We may refer to other passages later on.
刚才我们读约翰福音十三章。
First we read the Gospel of John chapter 13.
那是主给门徒们最后的一个吩咐。
It was one of the last commands that the Lord gave his disciples.
我们主称它为一条新命令。
And our Lord called it a new command.
要弟兄们彼此相爱。
For brothers to love one another.
好像在旧约里，神也要以色列的这些弟兄们要彼此相爱。
It seems like in the Old Testament, God also wanted the Israelites to love one another.
可是在这里主说呢，这是一条新的命令。
But here the Lord says it's a new command.
因为当我们主在十字架上的时候
，Because while he was on the cross,
他把所有的律法、所有的要求，通通都成全了。
He accomplished the entire law.
我们今天来守这个命令。
And today we follow this command.
跟犹太人的遵守律法是完全不一样
的。It's completely different from how the Israelites followed the law.
今天在新约中
，Today in the New Testament,
都是神赐给我们。
God gives us.
他把这个爱赐给我们。
He gives us love.
他先给了以后
，And after he's given it,
他的要求
，He requires.
更可以这样说。
And so we can also say
是他在我们里面活出这个爱
that it is him in us that lives out this love.
因为我们原来根本没有这个爱
because originally we did not have this love.
是他赐给我们
but rather he gave it to us.
他赐给我们以后
and so after he gave it to us,
他还在里面积极的要为我们活出这个爱来
within us, he wants to fervently live out this love.
所以这是跟旧约完全不同。
And so this is completely different from the Old Testament.
不是律法的要求。
It is not a requirement of the law.
是一个生命的流露。
But a way of life.
是一个恩典的表现。
And it is a manifestation of grace.
我们主讲这段话的时候
When our Lord said this passage,
是在犹大已经出去卖他了。
Judah had already betrayed him.
我们的主马上就要被审判。
And our Lord was soon to be condemned.
马上就要被挂在十字架上。
And to be hung on the cross.
就要跟他从来没有分离过的父亲分开了。
And so he was to be separated from the father that he had always been with.
我们的主在这个想到。
And so here our Lord thought of this.
什么是门徒们最大的在地上的见证？
What is the greatest testimony of the disciples?
乃是彼此相爱。
And that is to love one another.
在这一点上
On this point,
我们可以说可能亏欠主是最多的。
We can say that we have shortchanged the Lord the most.
我们当然有很多的亏欠。
Of course, we have many shortchanges.
我们在聚会上亏欠主。
We shortchanged the Lord in our meeting.
我们在侍奉上亏欠主。
We shortchanged the Lord in our service.
但是主在这时候讲这句话，你们要彼此相爱。
But when the Lord said to love one another,
他是把所有教会应当献给他做了一个总结。
He has made a conclusion of all that the church is to give him.
这一点若是没有彰显在教会中
，If this point is not manifest in the church,
主的救恩、主的生命也就没有彰显在教会中。
Then his salvation and his life is not manifest in the church.
这个命令若没有实行，从我们身上出去
，Because when this command is not followed in our lives.
我们说的爱主也就都落了空。
Then our supposedly loving the Lord is empty.
所以主在这时候提醒我们。
And so the Lord reminds us here.
他怎样爱我们
how he loves us.
我们也要怎样彼此相爱。
It's how we should love one another.
叫众人能够认出我们是他的门徒。
And so that all people can know that we are his disciples.
当我们读使徒行传的时候，
When we read the Acts,
我们看见当那些逼迫使徒们的人要找他们的这个错处。
We see when the persecutors wanted to find faults in the disciples.
想办法要来毁谤，要来抵挡使徒们。
They tried to attack the disciples.
但是到最后他们不能不承认。
But in the end, they could not but admit.
他们承认说这些人是跟过耶稣的。
They could admit and confess that these people have followed Jesus.
所以在我们和英文组弟兄姊妹交通的时候，
And so when we share with the English group, brothers and sisters,
我们提到说，如果有人这样的说你是跟过耶稣，
We mentioned that if there are people who admit that you follow Jesus,
那这是我们的一个荣耀，
Then this is a glory.
这是一个很大的赞美。
And a big praise.
因为我们身上带着耶稣基督的印记。
Because in our life we have the seal of Jesus.
这个印记最重要的一个表现就是爱。
And this seal, a great sign of it is love.
那么这个命令，彼此相爱的命令，在初期教会的时候有一个非常完全丰满的实行。
The command to love one another was fulfilled in the first early church.
我们看见当圣灵的工作在教会中。
We saw that when the Holy Spirit worked among the church.
当圣徒们这样的全心全意的爱主的时候。
And when the disciples loved the Lord with all their hearts.
他们到了一个地步可以凡物公用。
Then they came to a point where they could give up their all and share among everyone.
没有人把自己的东西说这是我的，你不可以用。
And no one said that these things are mine and you cannot use them.
这是主这个命令的一个丰满的实现。
And so this is a fulfillment of God's commandment.
我们真是何等羡慕教会的光景是这样。
And we admire such a condition in the church.
那么神为什么把初期教会这个光景显在那里？
And why did God show us the condition of the early church?
记在圣经上。
To be recorded in the Bible.
激励我们后来的弟兄姊妹们。
That is to encourage brothers and sisters.
这是教会。
This is the church.
这是神的家。
And the house of God.
这是他应当有的印记。
And this is the mark that it should have.
所以在启示录第三章。
So in Acts chapter 3.
那神讲到以后的教会将有出现七个不同的类型，七个不同的时期的时候。
In Revelation chapter 3, it speaks of the churches.
其中提到了一个腓拉铁菲的教会。
And among the churches, there was Philadelphia.
这腓拉和铁菲呢，合起来就是弟兄相爱。
And so this Philadelphia means brotherly love.
弟兄相爱的教会。
The church of brotherly love.
所以在19世纪的英国弟兄运动里。
And so in the 19th century brethren movement,
或是说我们更扩大的来讲，在历世历代那些实行弟兄相爱的教会里，
or throughout the ages, the churches that had this brotherly love,
包括我们刚才唱的那首诗歌《圣徒众心爱里相系》，
including that hymn we just sang, Christian Hearts in Love United,
金金豆腐弟兄能够把所有不同背景宗派的弟兄姊妹们在爱中融合成为一个。
Brother Zinzendorf was able to unite all the different denominations into one.
这是腓拉铁菲。
This is Philadelphia.
我们知道在我们中国也有一个团体。
And there is also a group in China.
叫做耶稣家庭。
It is called Jesus Family.
他们也实行凡物公用。
And they have also used this selling their all and sharing everything among each other.
弟兄姊妹可能还记得李牧圣弟兄来跟我们做见证的时候。
Maybe some of us remember Pastor Lee when he came to share.
提到他和他的母亲曾经投奔到耶稣家庭里。
How he and his mother were once in this family of Jesus group.
这个耶稣家庭的起源。
And the origin of this family of Jesus.
还是有一个在军阀时代有一个师长。
There was a divisional commander in that time.
他本来呢，他生活非常的不好。
Originally, his life was very poor.
有一个原配太太，有两个妾。
And he had a wife and two concubines.
生活很奢侈，也很败坏。
And so his life was very wicked and evil.
但是有一天他听见了福音。
But one day he heard the gospel.
他恨恶自己的生活。
And he hated his own life.
恨恶自己的生命。
And his way of living.
所以他就辞掉了这个师长的这个职务。
And so he quit his position of divisional commander.
并且他把他的财产的一半给了他的两个妾。
And gave half of his inheritance to his two concubines.
把另外一半给了他的原配太太。
And the other half to his wedded wife.
告诉他们他为什么这样做。
And he told them why he was doing so.
也劝他们能够跟他一起这样做。
And urged them to do the same thing.
可惜三个都没有。
Unfortunately, all three did not.
但是这位赵弟兄他姓赵。
This commander, his name was Zhao.
他从此呢就变成一无所有。
From then on, he had no possessions.
他反倒是去帮助那些比他更需要的人。
And in turn, he went to help those who were in more need.
所以有很多遭到逼迫的弟兄姊妹就投奔到他那里。
And so many persecuted brothers and sisters would go to where he was.
实行弟兄相爱，凡物共用的生活。
And so they lived with the condition of the early church.
所以主给了这个命令。
So the Lord gave us this command.
还给了生命。
And he gave us life.
还给恩典。
And grace.
所以这个是可以实行的。
And so this is something that we can do.
弟兄相爱的生活并不是一个空中楼阁。
A life of brotherly love is something that is not empty.
但是它确实是有步骤的。
But it does have a method.
我们怎么样才能够真正有弟兄相爱的生活？
How can we truly have a life of brotherly love?
刚才在约翰一书第四章第七节告诉我们。
Previously in 1 John chapter 4.
他说从神生的。
It says those who are of God
才有爱。
Have love.
因为爱乃是从神来的。
Because love comes from God.
所以我们必须重生。
So we must be saved.
今天有很多人可能读圣经。
Many people may read the Bible today.
他们也盼望照着圣经他所说的是多么美好呢？
And they see how good it is and what is in the Bible.
我也来像耶稣这样爱人。
And so I will love others as Jesus loved.
人是有爱。
And people do have love.
但是那不过是天然的爱。
But that is not but natural love.
是非常有条件的。
And very conditional.
是很容易改变的。
And easily changed.
但是耶稣基督的爱。
But the love of Jesus.
是 agape 的爱。
Is the love of agape.
是一个绝对的。
And it is complete.
是一个毫无条件的。
Unconditional.
这个爱必须得到。
And to obtain this love.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
我们今天有十一位弟兄姊妹啊，蒙恩受浸归到主名下。
We had 11 brothers and sisters who were baptized into the name of our Lord.
我们说你有了永生了。
And so we say you have eternal life.
这个永生到底有什么特色？
But what is so special about this eternal life?
这永生生命最大的特点就是爱。
The greatest in this eternal life is love.
我们必须活出这个爱来。
We must live out this love.
所以我们也可以这样说。
So we can also say.
如果我们要认识神。
If we want to know God,
你必须认识他的爱。
Then you must know His love.
如果我们不认识神的爱，
If we don't understand His love,
我们就不认识神。
Then we don't understand God.
我们不是光在那里遵守一套的宗教的礼仪和命令。
And we're not here just to follow a set of religious rules.
是做一个有道德的一个宗教徒。
To be a religious person of high morals.
我们乃是回到这个生命的它的最根本的那个本质。
But rather we're returning to the very origin of this life.
圣经宣告说神就是爱。
The Bible proclaims that God is love.
所以我们要认识他的爱。
And so we have to recognize and
understand. 这样我们就能够认识他。
And that way we can know God.
这个爱就是在十字架上向世人，特别是向基督徒完全的表明。
And so this love was especially manifest to people and Christians on the cross.
我们弟兄上个礼拜向我们传福音的时候，
Last week when our brother shared,
他做了一个最后做了一个比方。
He had an analogy in the end.
就是爱到底是多大？
It was how great is this love?
爱到底是到什么程度才是完全？
To what point is love considered absolute?
他告诉我们说，当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候。
He said when Jesus was on that cross,
他的手完完全全的毫无保留的张开给我们的时候，
His arms were spread out as wide as they could.
这个爱就是彰显出来了。
It was that time when this love was manifest.
所以我们认识他的爱。
And so we understand his love.
那是借着十字架。
It's through the cross.
如果我们在饼和杯的前面，
Before the bread and the cup,
不能够感觉到爱，
If we cannot feel the love,
不能够被这个爱感动，不能被他摸到，
and we can't be touched by this love,
我们就根本不认识他的爱。
Then we don't even understand this love.
我们也还没有享受过他的爱。
And we have not enjoyed his love before.
所以我们不能够小看每一个主日在这里的擘饼和喝杯。
And so we cannot overlook our breaking of bread every Sunday.
这个从使徒时代就开始每周的擘饼。
From the time of the disciples, they started this communion.
记载在使徒行传二十章。
Recorded in Acts chapter 20.
他们在每逢主日，他们就擘饼。
Every Sunday, they would break bread.
他们何等的爱主。
How they love the Lord.
他们愿意常常的纪念主。
Willing to constantly remember the Lord.
并且能够按着圣灵的感动，心中的诚实，把这个爱、感谢和赞美，借着诗歌、借着祷告发表给他。
To show their love to God through praise and worship during this breaking of bread.
所以当我们讲到弟兄相爱的时候，
So when we speak of brotherly love,
我们不可能离开神的爱。
It is impossible to leave God's love.
如果我们用我们天然的爱去爱弟兄姊妹的话，
If we use our natural love to love brothers and sisters,
我们迟早要碰见难处。
And sooner or later, we will get into trouble.
我们迟早要显出我们的山穷水尽。
And sooner or later, we will show our true colors.
就当基督的爱浇灌在我们心里。
But when God's love enters us,
让我们把这个爱活出去。
And we live out this love.
我们可以长久地活在弟兄相爱的关系中。
Then we can live in this condition of brotherly love.
那么，因为爱是从神来的。
And because love comes from God.
所以我们如果要爱。
So if we want to love.
第一件事情爱神。
Then first we need to love God.
第二件事情爱人。
And second we have to love people.
所以我们记得主耶稣他把所有的律法，整个神的命令总结成两条。
And so all the law was concluded in two commands.
首先就是要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主我们的神。
The first is to love the Lord with all your heart and all your strength and all your soul.
我们要其次才能够爱人如己。
Afterwards, we have to love people as ourselves.
爱神是第一要务。
To love God is the most important.
当然爱神一定是表现在实际中间。
And of course, loving God is manifest in practical matters.
凡是爱神的，爱神的家。
All who love God love his house.
关心神的家。
And care for his house.
关心教会的聚会。
Care for the meetings in church.
关心教会的侍奉。
And care for church service.
关心教会的好坏。
And care for the condition of the church.
关心整个教会属灵的光景。
I care for the spiritual condition of the church.
这是我很具体的。
And so this is this is reality.
那么其次当然就是对弟兄姊妹。
And second, is love for brothers and sisters.
那么我们怎么样是有才能够培养这个爱主的心呢？
But how can we cultivate this love for God?
我们只有常常的亲近他。
It is through drawing near to him.
渴慕他。好像渴慕一个我们自己没有的东西。
To long for him as we long for something that we don't have.
渴慕一个我们最心爱的东西。
To long for something that we treasure most dearly.
不愿意让他有分秒离开我们。
Unwilling to have any separation.
如果我们一个礼拜只是那么几个小时让我们想到的主。
If an entire week we have only a few hours to think of God.
那我们的渴慕，我们对神的爱就非常的残缺。
Then our longing for the Lord and our love for Him is lacking.
所以我们要渴慕到一个地步。
And so we have to long to a point.
像使徒约翰告诉我们的。
As the Apostle John tells us.
能够住在爱里面。
To live in love.
当我们渴慕到一个地步。
When we long to a point,
一刻不肯跟他分离的时候，
to be unwilling to be separated from God for a moment,
那就是住在那里边的。
Then we are living in love.
所以住在爱里边的，就住在神里边。
So those who live in love live in God.
啊，住在神里边的，也必定住在爱里面。
And those who live in God also live in love.
那么我们的爱的生命就可以逐日的加增。
And so our life of love will increase daily.
那么究竟我们怎样做才是彼此相爱呢？
But what does it mean to love one another?
我们可以看很多方面。
We can see, we can look at this from many points.
但是我们可能只能够提几个方面。
We will mention a few today.
底下我要讲的这些。
And the following that I will share on.
无论是消极面，说我们不要对弟兄做些什么事情。
Whether it's from a negative viewpoint of something that we ought not to do,
或是积极的一面，我们应当怎样来对待弟兄，
or a positive viewpoint of how we should act,
这都是关乎到我们进天国的事情。
It has to deal with our entering into the kingdom.
关乎到国度的事情。
It has to deal with the things of the kingdom.
这不是说我爱或不爱啊，只是在主那边一一点的奖赏的问题。
It is not a matter of what rewards we get.
我们乃是看见在马太福音第五章到第七章里头。
But we see in the Gospel of Matthew,
主把这些进国度的这些的这个条件清清楚楚地告诉我们。
Jesus tells us the conditions of entering into the kingdom.
因为当世界结束的时候，
Because when the world ends,
当神千年国度降临的时候，
And when the millennium comes,
他是要与一些人得胜的能够一同作王掌权的。
He is looking for the overcomers that can reign with him.
他要赐给他们和他一同坐宝座的。
And he is to give to them a place on the throne.
他要让他们在第一次的复活里面有份的。
To be part of the first resurrection.
在羔羊的婚宴里面有份的。
And to be a part in the feast of the Lamb.
这是神给所有信他的人最大的奖赏。
And so these are the greatest rewards that God gives to those who believe.
那就是关乎进天国。
And these all are concerned with entering
the kingdom. 所以马太福音第五到第七章。
So Matthew chapter 5 through 7.
主就告诉我们说，他没有要废掉律法。
God, Jesus tells us that he has not come to abolish the law.
他乃是来成全律法。
But rather to accomplish it.
并且律法的一点一画，他都不会把它废掉。
And not a single stroke will be taken away.
然后他把他律法整个总结在爱。
And then he concluded the entire law in love.
然后他就给了我们一条命令。
And he gave us this command.
只有一条。
One.
不是千百条。
Not thousands.
只有一条。
Just one.
就是你们要彼此相爱。
That is, you are to love one another.
因为那个爱最终极的表现是什么呢？
Because what is the manifestation of this love?
主耶稣讲到和弟兄的关系。
When Jesus speaks of relationships between brothers
和世人的关系
and relationship with people of this world
最后乃是讲到与仇敌的关系
he lastly speaks of a relationship with the enemy
他说要爱你们的仇敌
he says to love your enemy
为那逼迫你们的人祷告
to pray for those that persecute you
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
如果我们在父所生的弟兄姊妹中间不能相爱的话
If we cannot love our brothers and sisters around us,
我们能爱仇敌吗?
Can we love our enemies?
我们能爱仇敌吗?
Can we?
所以弟兄相爱不是一件小事情。
So brotherly love is not a small matter.
腓立铁腓乃是神所要的。
And Philadelphia is what God wants.
但腓立铁腓不是用嘴巴讲的。
But this is not something that we speak with our mouths.
不是光用头脑想的。
And not something that we think in our minds.
乃是必须在我们实际的行动生活中间。
But rather something that we have to manifest in our daily living.
所以这里我就交通几个方面。
So I will share on a few points now.
头一个在约翰一书那里第三章。
First is in 1 John chapter 3.
在约翰一书三章十五节那里说。
Verse 15.
凡恨他弟兄的就是杀人的。你们晓得凡杀人的没有永生存在他里面
Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer And you know that no murderer has eternal life in him
所以头一件事情在消极的一面就是绝对不能够恨弟兄姊妹
And so the first point is that we must not hate our brother or sister.
那弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
也许我们都不承认说我恨弟兄姊妹。
We may not admit that we hate our brother or sister.
但是我们到主面前去祷告祷告。
But if we come before the Lord in prayer,
有什么弟兄姊妹是我们不想见到的？
Are there brothers and sisters we do not want to meet?
有哪些弟兄姊妹是我们不愿意为他祷告的？
Are there brothers and sisters that we would not want to pray for?
有哪些弟兄姊妹我听到他名字我就生气的？
Are there brothers and sisters when we hear their name we become angry?
所以头一件事情，
So the first thing,
不可以恨弟兄姊妹。
We must not hate our brother or sister.
反过来要和好。
And so conversely, we are to reconcile.
所以马太第五章那里说，
So Matthew chapter 5 says,
当你要坛上去献礼物的时候，
When you are going to offer your sacrifice,
如果想起你的弟兄向你怀怨的话，
If you think of a complaint between you and your brother,
赶紧要去跟他和好，
Then go and reconcile with him.
你先跟弟兄和好了，
Once you are reconciled,
你再来献礼物给神，
Then you can present your gift to God.
这个礼物神要收。
And then God will receive your gift.
这个礼物神才要收。
Only then will He receive it.
如果我们不能够和弟兄姊妹和好，
But if we cannot be reconciled to our brothers and sisters,
有弟兄告诉我们说，
Then brothers say,
因为这是关乎进国度的问题。
Because this has to deal with entering the kingdom.
如果两个人不和好，
If two people are not reconciled,
那么可能呢就是一个可以进国度，一个不行。
Then maybe one can enter the kingdom and the other cannot.
或是两个都不能。
Or both cannot.
绝不可能是两个都进去。
It cannot be that both enter the kingdom.
中间一定有一个问题。
Because there is a problem there.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这不是一件小事情。
This is not a small matter.
我们必须和弟兄姊妹把所有的嫌隙，所有的苦毒把它除掉。
We must remove from us any conflict between brothers and sisters.
拥抱我们的弟兄姊妹们。
And to embrace them.
我不是说你拥抱了99个。
Not to say that you have to embrace 99.
乃是说那一个你还不能拥抱的。
But rather, to focus on that one that you cannot embrace, to be reconciled.
那么第二个叫赦免。
Number two is to forgive.
我们一定要饶恕弟兄姊妹。
We must be able to forgive our brothers and sisters.
有人会得罪我们的。
Because people will wrong us.
彼得问主的时候，
When Peter asked our Lord,
主告诉他说要饶恕70个七次。
Our Lord told him to forgive 70 times 7.
必须是不断的饶恕。
That is to always forgive.
我们的父怎样饶恕我们？
And how our Father forgave us.
我们也怎样饶恕我们的弟兄姊妹？
Then we are to forgive our brothers and sisters.
我们在一起靠得这么紧。
And so we are together so tightly.
不论是聚会，
whether in meetings,
不论是侍奉，
or in service,
甚至于去郊游，
or in traveling,
甚至于吃饭，
or eating together,
我们可能都会碰到我。这些的问题
We may encounter difficulties,
但是我们要饶恕
But we need to forgive.
我不太会嚼饭，我不太会咬。
I don't know how to chew.
我常常是咬到我的舌头，或是咬到我的嘴旁边的肉。
And I often bite my tongue or my cheek.
哎呀，每次都很难过。
And I feel bad after.
每次都立志说，下次我咬的时候一定要很专心。
And so I tell myself to concentrate next time I chew.
我一定要咬得很正。
And I have to chew straight.
我一定不要边咬边说话。
And to not talk while I'm chewing.
我一定不要说一口还没下去，又想要赶快夹第二口，结果咬到肉。
Or to think of getting the next bite while I'm still chewing.
但是呢，还是会咬到。
But I still bite myself.
但是我的舌头。
But my tongue.
我的嘴巴。
And my mouth.
从来没有说，哎呀，我不干了。
Have never said, oh, I stop chewing.
我要离开你的身体了。
I will leave your body.
他还是在那里。
It's still there.
到了该吃的时候，还是很合作的。
And when it comes time to eat, it cooperates.
因为什么？我们今天是在身体的里头。
And so, brothers and sisters, today we are in
the body. 你一旦得救了，
once you are saved,
你出不去的。
You cannot leave.
你就是在这个身体里边了。
You are in this body.
在地上的时候，
and on this earth,
我们就是被安置在这个地方的身体中。
We are in this body.
来彰显耶稣基督的救赎。
To manifest the salvation of Jesus.
做他的见证。
And to be his testimony.
所以别想要说，哎呀，我换个教会吧。
And so don't think, oh, let me switch churches.
我换个工作，搬个家吧。
Or let me change jobs and move.
我们到那边去，神还要叫你学另外一个功课。
Because once you do that, then you have another lesson to learn.
不是别人的问题。
It is not someone else's problem.
是你我自己的问题。
But rather your and my problem.
所以我们要赦免。
So we have to forgive.
那么第三个方面。
Third point.
我们不要增进。
Do not, compete.
我们不要增进。
Not compete with one another.
今天神给我们各种不同的恩赐。
Today, God has given us different gifts.
我们就照着神给的恩赐来侍奉他。
And so through our gifts, we serve Him.
恩赐在神看都是一样的好。
Because all gifts are the same to God.
都一样重要。
They are all important.
你无论是做手做脚。
Whether you are hands or feet.
做眼做耳。
Ears or eyes.
做口。
Or the mouth.
在神看都是一样宝贵。
In the eyes of God, they are equal.
照着所得的恩赐来侍奉他。
To serve God with the gifts you have.
不要比较。
And do not compare.
啊，甚至于我们地上的财富。
And even to our wealth on this earth.
我们人生的遭遇。
Or our experiences in life.
也不要跟弟兄姊妹比较。
Do not compare with others.
我们每一个人在神面前眼中都是独特的。
Because in the eyes of our God, we are all, equal.
是他这样造你。
He created you this way.
是他这样带领你。
And he leads you.
所有的环境他来安排。
And all the environment he arranges.
我们要相信他的爱。
And so we have to believe his love.
当我们确定神爱我们的时候。
When we are sure that he loves us.
我们就不会去比较。
Then we will not compare.
就不会去增进。
And we will not compete.
所以第四个点。
Fourth point.
就是不要嫉妒。
Do not be jealous.
因为有增进就会嫉妒。
Because when there's competition, there will be jealousy.
该隐是怎么样把亚伯杀的呢？
Why did Cain kill Abel?
弟兄相残。
Because they had brotherly strife.
是因为嫉妒的缘故。
It is because of jealousy.
因为该隐觉得神爱亚伯不爱该隐。
Because Cain felt that God loved Abel and not himself.
所以他就恨他的弟兄。
And so he hated his brother.
所以嫉妒是一个阴间的一个非常残忍的东西。
And so jealousy is a very cruel thing.
不可以让这个嫉妒的心在我们里面生长。
Do not let this heart of jealousy grow with
you. 无论是属灵方面的嫉妒。
Whether it be jealousy in the spiritual matters.
属世方面的嫉妒。
Or jealousy in worldly matters.
从我们里面把它完全的铲除。
Remove these from within us.
那第五个是不要轻看我们的弟兄。
Fifth point. Do not look lightly on your brother.
在雅各书那里告诉我们说。
In the Song of Solomon it says.
雅各。James.
In the book of James,
他说我们不能够因为说有一个弟兄他穿着破烂的衣服他社会上的地位不如人那我们就轻看他。
It says that we are not to overlook the brother who was dressed poorly.
啊，就去重看那个高贵的富有的。
And we are not to look highly upon those who are dressed highly.
那个穿着体面的有社会地位的。
Those who have position,
在神的家中，这些东西没有任何的地位。
In the house of God, there is no place for these things.
重要的是他是弟兄。
What is important is that he is a brother.
他是神所生的。
And he is born of God.
所以我们就一视同仁。
And so all people are equal.
所有的弟兄怎么进到教会中来
？All who enter the church,
一样的蒙爱。
Are equally loved.
一样的被重视。
Are equally important.
若神给他恩赐
，If God gives them talent,
他就是。又穷又没有什么学识。
Even if he is poor and has no education,
他还是照着神所给的恩赐，他能够侍奉神。
He can still serve God through the gifts that he has received.
一样被神所用。
And to be used by God.
应当在教会中也被用。
And to be used in the church.
所以这是我简单讲一下关于消极方面的五点。
And so these are some viewpoints from a negative side.
那么积极方面呢
But on the positive viewpoints.
我觉得哥林多前书十三章那句话是非常重要的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
第四节说
In verse 4 it says,
爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
Love is patient and kind.
爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
Love is patient, love is kind.
刚才我们提到我们是在基督身体的里头。
So previously we mentioned that we are in the body of Jesus.
这个爱经过考验。
And this love will go through tests.
究竟我们是用天然的爱来爱我们的弟兄呢还是我们用神的爱来爱我们的弟兄
Do we use our natural love to love our brethren, or do we use God's love to love them?
当时间一拉长的时候，
when the time is extended,
当我们经过的事情一变多的时候，
and when our experiences together increase,
就开始考验我们。
Then we are tested.
我们是不是恒久忍耐？
Do we love?
With patience.
With patience.
我们是不是在忍耐中还有恩慈可以给人？
Can we give this love to people in our patience?
Be kind.
And kindness.
如果我们只是忍耐，
If we only have patience.
好了，我认了。
Then I admit.
这个人在我旁边一直磨我，我认了。
I admit that this person next to me is testing me.
但是呢，里面真的是很气，很气。
But within, I'm very angry.
里面真的是巴不得他如果不在这里就好。
And I would rather that this person not be here.
那就没有恩慈。
Then there is no kindness.
那弟兄姊妹不容易。
This is not easy.
我刚才已经讲过了。
And I've said previously.
这个爱，我们不太配讲的。
And this love is not something that we are worthy to speak.
可是主的话是这样说。
But this is what the God, what God's word says.
他说：“我怎样爱你们。”
How I have loved you.
你们也要怎样彼此相爱。
So you ought to love one another.
所以这个爱是主那个 agape 的爱。
And so this is God's agape love.
主要我们用 agape 的爱来爱他。
He wants us to love him with agape love.
主现在也说，我们要爱弟兄姊妹呢，也是要用这个 agape 的爱。
And now he says we are to love brothers and sisters with this agape love.
没有条件，
unconditional.
爱到个地命，爱到个地步，还要为弟兄舍命。
To love to a point to give up your life for your brother.
我们愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
能够在他的恩典中。
So that in His grace.
真是叫腓拉铁腓可以有一点的。可以有一点的彰显。
To let Philadelphia be manifested.
那么在约翰一书三章十八节这里说。
In 1 John chapter 3 verse 18.
在第三章的十八节这样说。
It says,
小子们啊，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth.
爱一定会给。
We will give our love.
没有给，那不是爱。
Because if we don't give, then that's not love.
凡是爱，一定会想办法要给他。
When where there's love, you will find a way to give it.
给他什么呢？
And what do you give?
给他时间。
Time.
给他力量。
Strength.
给他财物。
Wealth.
我想弟兄姊妹谈过恋爱的人都知道。
And those who have been in relationships know.
在谈恋爱的时候，大概给什么呢，都不会觉得太多。
When you're dating, maybe it's not an issue to give anything.
这个钻戒啊，也都给得出去。
You can even give out diamonds.
但是呢，等到没有爱的时候。
But when there's no love.
像有人要离婚呢。
For example, if people are divorcing.
什么钻戒给他？
Don't even think about diamonds.
连一分钱都不给他了。
They don't even want to give a penny.
所以有人离婚的时候，那真的是变成很大的恨。
And so when they divorce, then there is much hatred.
因为只有到那一天，他才认识这个人。
Because only till that day do they.
原来是这么可恶。
Understand this person.
从前那么可爱。
Cruel.
哎呀，恋爱的时候甜言蜜语。原来是这样而已。
But this is how it is.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
人的爱就是这样。
This is human love.
就是你的爱。
Only God's love.
他能够不断的给。
Can be continuously given.
所以约翰告诉我们说，
So John tells us,
相爱不可以光是在言语和舌头。
We cannot love just by mouth and tongue.
反正嘴巴讲话不需要花钱。
Because we don't have to spend money when we speak.
所以这个时代，
In this time,
那这个人的嘴巴是比以前甜些。
I think our words are a little sweeter than before.
也很多的教导。
There are many teachings.
教导人要会说。
That teach people how to speak.
但是光说就可以了吗？
But is it enough to speak?
约翰说不行。
John says no.
那是要在行为和诚实上。
But rather to love in actions and our deeds.
所以给不出去就不是爱。
If we cannot give it, then it's not love.
所以当然我们因为爱的缘故，
And because of love,
我们应该关心，
We care.
我们应该关心，
We care for others.
我们应该看望，
And we visit.
我们弟兄姊妹这么多，
We have so many brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，有多少人在我们心中是一直记挂着？
How many brothers and sisters are always in our hearts?
如果他没有来聚会，
If they don't come to a meeting,
我们会想要去看看他。
We should want to go visit them.
我们会想要打个电话问候他。
Maybe give them a call.
我们知道一下他有什么难处没有。
To see if they have any difficulties.
或者是我们只顾自己来聚会。
Or are we only concerned with our own meeting?
我们立志做个好学生。
So that we will be good ourselves.
啊，不缺席。
To not be absent.
整年都拿全勤奖。
And so we have the full attendance all year.
这样我们的父亲就喜乐了吗？
Is our father happy that way?
没有的。
It's not so.
所以神在伊甸园里，在创世纪第四章里边。
So in Genesis chapter 4,
他来到该隐的面前。
He came before, God came before Cain.
他就问他一句话。
And asked him.
他说：“你的弟兄亚伯在哪里？”
Where is your brother Abel?
你的弟兄亚伯在哪里？
Where is your brother?
你爱弟兄吗？
Do you love him?
你要知道他在哪里。
You will know where he is.
你要知道他现今的境况如何。
And you will know his current condition.
你要知道他有什么难处没有。
If they have any troubles.
所以神问你的弟兄在哪里。
So God asked, where is your brother?
所以弟兄姊妹，不要光顾我们一个人聚会。
So don't just be concerned with your own meeting.
我们里边应该有几位弟兄姊妹。
We ought to have some brothers and sisters.
几家弟兄姊妹。
A few families.
不是那几家你特别爱的。
Maybe not those that are especially important to you.
可能神要你去关心那些原来不太那么可爱的。
Maybe God wants you to go care for those who you do not find very adorable.
我刚才讲这个话呢，有点语病。There's some error.
That was an incorrect saying.
就是在神眼中呢，每一位神的儿女都很可爱的。
Because in the eyes of God, all brothers and sisters are very lovable.
但是我们这个眼睛呢，还没有那么属灵。
But maybe our eyes are not that spiritual yet.
所以呢，我们会有一些比较不可爱的弟兄姊妹。
And so we will view some brothers and sisters as not very lovable.
神就要我们去关心他。
So God wants us to go care for them.
去知道一下这样的弟兄姊妹，他们有什么需要没有？
To find out if they have any needs.
我们常常是不太很需要关心的呢，很多人关心他。
Because oftentimes it is those who do not need much caring.
真正需要关心的呢，恐怕都很少人去注意到他。
And those who really do need caring, very few people go care.
盼望主的灵可以感动我们。
So may the Lord's Spirit move us.
像什么？每一次当我们聚在这里的时候
，So that when we meet here,
就是一个机会。
It is an opportunity.
你怎么样来关心我们的弟兄姊妹呢？
How do we care for brothers and sisters?
在路上相遇的时候，你用什么样的脸色来对待他呢？
How do we meet our brothers and sisters on the way?
你的手可曾能够伸得出去？
Can you reach out your hand?
你在吃饭的时候，
During meal time,
拿到了这盘饭，
You have your food.
想到的是那几个可爱的弟兄呢？还是你还可以去接触一些不太熟悉的？
Do you think of those that you eat with all the time, or do you think of those who are you are not so familiar with?
常常听见我们弟兄姊妹这样说。
We often hear brothers and sisters say.
有新来的弟兄姊妹到我们中间来。
New brothers and sisters will come to our meeting.
他们就孤孤单单的就吃完那个午餐。
And they will eat lunch by themselves.
然后就很难过的就离开了。
And they will leave with a sad heart.
那弟兄姊妹，我们知道，如果他一次这样经历过以后，他会不会再来
？And so such a person will they come again?
我们有几百个弟兄姊妹在这里。
We have a few hundred brothers and sisters.
居然一个新来的人，没有人可以陪陪他吃饭。
There's no one to go eat lunch with them.
没有人愿意来认识一下他，知道一下他的情形。
And there's no one to go care for them.
那我们要谈弟兄相爱，就差得太远了。
Then to speak of brotherly love, we are far from it.
所以关怀和看望。
So caring and visitation.
弟兄相爱必须出去这件事情。
It is a must in brotherly love.
我们若不关怀，若不看望。
If we do not care and visit,
弟兄姊妹，我们想弟兄相爱是空谈的。
Then it is in vain that we speak of brotherly love.
昨天在东南区和弟兄姊妹们交通的时候
，Yesterday in the Southeast meeting,
我提到就是我们平日我们很多的时间其实摆在工作上。
We speak of how we spend most of our time at work.
我们甚至为着生活，我们付出很大的时间。
And for our living, we put forth much effort.
可能我们回来就很累。
So we may be tired when we return home.
我们就想要休息，想要这个消遣。
And all we want to do is rest and relax.
但是可能还有一个比这个更好的。
But maybe there is something better than this.
就是我们还可以去看看我们的弟兄们。
And that is we can go visit our brethren.
去和他们有点交通。
To fellowship with them.
去和他们有点勉励。
Maybe to encourage them.
可能比我们在那里看电视。看杂志更得力。
It may be more uplifting than watching TV or reading a magazine.
弟兄姊妹们，看望联络这件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this matter of care and visitation.
是我们实行弟兄相爱的头一步。
It is the first step of our brotherly love.
我们应当常常想到我们的弟兄姊妹。
We ought to frequently think of our brothers and sisters.
我们应该定下一些时间。
And to set aside some time,
是分别的为着看望别人的。
So that it is especially used for caring and visitation.
神给我们一周七天。
We have 7 days in a week.
一天24个小时。
24 hours in a day.
我们是怎样来使用它呢？
How do we use this time?
我们把大部分时间拿去工作了。
And so most of our time is at work.
剩下时间为我们自己呢？
And the rest is for us.
还是我们的神希望我们能够还想到你的弟兄在哪里？
But God also wants us to think of where our brothers are.
没有人是一定要去看望别人的。
And there is no person that has to go visit one other person.
也没有弟兄姊妹应当认为说我是必须被人看望的。
And there shouldn't be a brother or sister who feels that I need to be visited by somebody.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们常常觉得需要有人来看我，需要有人看我的话，那我们就不是那么爱弟兄姊妹。
If we always want others to come visit us, then maybe we don't have that love yet.
但是如果我们反过来说，
But conversely,
我要去看望我的弟兄姊妹。
If we say, we need to go visit,
我虽然我现在的遭遇不是那么理想，
even though, what my condition is not very ideal,
但是我还有一个弟兄呢，比我更不理想。
But there is another who is, less ideal than my condition.
他需要我的看望。
And he needs my visit.
他需要我的关怀。
And my care.
即使我们刚刚出信的弟兄姊妹
and so even for our newly, believed brothers and sisters,
他们同一批受浸
and our newly baptized brothers and sisters,
也都可以关怀的
they can also care.
你看我们那个最小的那个 Travis,
and you saw Travis today.
站在那儿我们都快看不到他
and we almost couldn't see him standing there.
我们中间比他年长一点的刚受浸的我们就可以关怀他
了 we can care for those, who,Or baptized the older ones.
当他受浸完坐在你旁边
And after the baptism and sitting next to you,
我们就可以把他拉近一点了
We can pull them closer.
我们可以看看他唱诗会不会唱啊
And maybe see if he knows how to sing hymns.
弟兄姊妹们，当你坐在弟兄姊妹旁边的时候
Brothers and sisters, when you sit next to others,
也是我们表现我们关怀的时候
It is a time to show that we care.
我们不要说，哎呀，你翻你的圣经，我翻我的圣经。
Maybe we shouldn't say, oh, I'll turn my Bible, you can turn your Bible.
看他们挣扎着翻不到圣经，也无动于衷。
And, you don't do anything while you watch them struggling to find a passage. So, brothers and sisters,
关怀是从神的爱出来的。
Caring, comes from God's love.
是在我们生活中的每一个层面你都可以表现的。
And it can be manifest in all aspects of life.
让我们有一颗柔细的心。
May we have a heart, soft heart.
主怎样关怀我们
How God cares for us.
我们也怎样关怀我们的弟兄姊妹
Then we care for our brothers and sisters.
然后当我们弟兄姊妹他们可能年老了需要帮助
And maybe some of our brothers and sisters are elderly.
他们家可能需要一点人手来帮助他一点事情
Maybe they need some extra help at the house.
我们也可以带着人带着自己的孩子我们就去帮他一点
We can also go help them.
我们过去有一些大学就业组的弟兄姊妹，他们去帮弟兄姊妹怎么院子。
In the past, we had college and career group people help brothers and sisters clean up their yard.
我觉得是非常好的。
And I feel this is very good.
那么其次，除了奉献我们的时间力量之外
And besides offering our time and efforts,
我们可以也可以为弟兄姊妹摆上一些财物。
We can also put forth some of our money.
所以约翰告诉我们说
，John tells us，
如果我们看见弟兄有穷有缺乏
，If we see our brother lacking，
我们却塞住了连续的心、爱神的心，怎能存在我们里面呢？三种事情。
If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him?
照着神的计划
According to God's plan,
神的家里边应该没有穷人的
There are not to be poor people in God's house.
所以我们看以色列人的历史
And we see the Israelite history.
我们特别提到尼希米那个时代
In the time of Nehemiah.
当那些穷苦的弟兄们去跟他说我们现在穷到一个地步我们连孩子都卖掉了
And they told Nehemiah that we are poor to a point that we have sold our children.
尼希米就非常的生气。
The Nehemiah was very angry.
因为他们个人不但是没有帮助弟兄，而且还向弟兄取利。
Because they did not help their brother, and they even took away from their brother.
所以在财务上的帮助是很重要的。
And so financial help is also important.
若是我们连财务都为弟兄摆不上去。
If we cannot put forth some money for our brethren,
那主说我们要为弟兄舍命，我们能做到吗？
Then how can we give our life for our brothers?
所以当我们来实行弟兄相爱的时候
，So when we live in brotherly love,
主给我们很大的祝福
，Then God gives us much blessing.
和一个让我们得救的非常的有把握。
First, our salvation is assured.
约翰说，我们因为爱弟兄的缘故呢，就是已经出死入生了。
John says that because of our love, we have left death and entered life.
是已经出死入生。
We have left death and entered life.
我们是真正得救的人。
And so we are truly saved.
那么主说，如果我们能够彼此相爱的话呢，我们就真是他的门徒。
And so the Lord says that if we can love one another, then we are truly His disciples.
主承认我们真是跟随他的。
And He knows that we are following Him.
那么第三个，主说。要叫我们的喜乐可以满足。
And third, he says our joy will be complete.
那怎么办？我们说，哎呀，信主是喜乐。
We say, it is joyful to be a Christian.
信主的人应该很有喜乐。
And so those who believe ought to be joyful.
但是我信主不喜乐。
But I am not joyful.
是什么原因呢
？Why?
因为我们没有遵守主的命令。
Because we have not kept his commands.
我们没有去爱人。
And we have not loved others.
因为主告诉我们说
Because God tells us,
施比受是更有福的。
It is better to give than to receive.
More blessed.
More blessed to give than to receive.
是施比受更有福。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
喜乐不是凭空掉下来的。
And joy does not fall out of the sky.
那是当我们照着主的命令去爱弟兄的时候，喜乐就可以满足。
Only when we keep our Lord's commands,Will our joy be completed?
然后当我们这样做的时候
And when we do so,
我们可以成为主的朋友
Then we can be friends of the Lord.
我们能够做到主心中所真正关切和他的这个旨意
We can know the will and the deepest desires of our Lord.
如果我们不爱主的弟兄们
If we do not love our brothers and sisters,
我们无法成为他的朋友
Then there is no way we can be friends with him.
第五个他讲到说我们的祷告必蒙垂听。
And fifthly, it says that our prayers will be answered.
我们去找很多很多，哇，怎么祷告才能垂听
？And we read much about how our prayers can be answered.
主在教导我们弟兄相爱的时候
，But when the Lord teaches us,
他说，若是我们这样行
，If we have brotherly love,
我们无论奉他的名祷告什么，他要垂听。
No matter what we pray in His name, He will answer.
然后。主又说当我们这样做的时候我们就可以真正的住在爱里面
The Lord also says that when we do so we can live in love
今天很多人喜欢住在有 view 的地方
Today many people like to live in places with a view
有风景漂亮的地方
And with a beautiful view
但是没有一个地方比住在爱里面更好
But there's no better place than to live in love
那什么是住在爱里面呢
And what does that mean?
就是当你这样行的时候
It is when you do, when you love.
你无论做什么都碰见主的爱。
Regardless of what you do,
当我们爱弟兄的时候
When we love our brothers,
在你一天所行的每一件事上，你都碰见主的爱。
When everything you do in your day, you touch God's
love. 主就用爱包围我们。
Then God envelops you with love.
这是我们住在基督里的一个秘诀。
And so this is a secret of living, abiding in Christ.
那么最后一个。
And lastly,
在约翰一书第四章那里说。
In 1 John chapter 4.
他告诉我们说，当我们这样来实行爱的时候。
It says that when we love like this,
在第十七节他说
in verse 17,
这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。
In this day, love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment.
弟兄姊妹，因为爱弟兄的缘故，
Brothers and sisters, because of love,
我们可以在审判的时候，最后审判来的时候，我们可以坦然无惧。
On the day of judgment, we can have confidence.
哦，这是何等的福气！
What a blessing this is!
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
他用一个字。
He used one word.
他用一个生命的特质。
And a characteristic of life.
解开了所有人际间一切的问题。
To solve all the problems of humanity,
我们与主之间的问题
and our problem between us and the Lord,
与弟兄之间的问题
problems between us and our brothers,
因为这个爱完全的解决了
because of this love, they are all solved.
爱叫我们在主的生命中得以完全
love make us complete in our life.
愿我们都来追求祂。
May we all pursue after God.
我们知道这个爱是无止境的。
We know this love is ceaseless.
但是当我们有愿意的心。
But when we are willing.
当我们有一个求完全的意念。
When we have this desire to be perfect.
是主用恩典加给我们。
Then God gives it to us through grace.
我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let us sing a hymn.
诗歌186首。
186。
救主之爱
My Savior's love
拿撒勒人耶稣面前我站立心变震惊
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene
稀奇他如何能爱我定罪污秽的罪人
And wonder how he could love me a sinner condemned unclean
我们当一同来唱诗歌第一和第四节
We will sing stanzas 1 and 4 together
我们唱完之后请弟兄姊妹一同祷告
Afterwards, let us pray in unison.
一同来赞美我们救主的大爱。
To praise our Savior's great love.
好吧，请大家起立。
Please stand.
我们把这首诗歌献给主。
And offer this hymn to our Lord.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你的大爱叫我们震惊。
Your great love has transfixed us.
我们要呼喊说，何等的奇妙。
And we proclaim how wonderful,
何等的惊异
how amazing,
救主爱我爱无极
that our Lord loves one as me.
主啊，求你赦免我们。
Lord, forgive us.
你这无极无边的爱
your unconditional love,
在我们的身上受到了拦阻
has reached, encountered difficulty in our life.
主啊，求你赦免我们。
Please forgive us.
愿你的教会还有机会。
May your church have an opportunity
能够把这爱彰显出来
to manifest this love
是我们救主的大爱
this is a great love of our Savior
是无条件绝对的大爱
and it is unconditionally great love
主啊求你恩待我们
Lord have mercy on us
能够有弟兄相爱的生活
so that we can have a life of brotherly love
弟兄相爱的实际
to have this reality of brotherly love
主我们感谢你
Lord we thank you
是你不是我们
It is you and not us
来成就这个美事
who accomplishes this beautiful
thing. 谢谢你听我们的祷告
Thank you for listening to our prayer
奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名
In the name of our Lord Jesus
Amen, Amen. 请坐
Please be seated